This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
A study reports that levels of SMN protein naturally rise during gestation and then fall in the 3 months before and after birth. This highlights a critical window for treating SMA in the first 3 months of life. These findings reinforce clinical trial data that shows that early treatment with current therapies leads to the best results and support newborn screening programs for SMA. Researchers also report that Spinraza appears to have limited distribution to the anterior spinal regions and the brain. This is possibly because of its inability to cross the blood-brain barrier and its current set 12 mg dose for all patients. The study was called Age-Dependent SMN Expression in Disease-Relevant Tissue and Implications for SMA Treatment. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This leads to low or no SMN protein production, which is essential for muscle health. A second survival motor neuron gene called SMN2 has an identical sequence, but it only partly compensates for the loss of SMN1-produced SMN. Current approved SMA therapies include Spinraza, and this increases the ability of the SMN2 gene to produce a functional SMN protein. The other is Zolgensma, and it's a gene therapy that brings the healthy SMN1 gene to a patient's cells. Several studies have shown that these medications' effects depend on a patient's age at the start of treatment. Earlier starts include greater benefits, but the reasons for this are not fully understood, and little is known about the dynamics of SMN levels in disease-affected tissues. Researchers at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and their collaborators evaluated the levels of SMN protein and messenger RNA in tissues. These samples were collected shortly after death from both unaffected people and SMA patients. Messenger RNA is the intermediate molecule that's produced from DNA, which holds the instructions to produce a protein. Researchers analyzed tissues from people that ranged from 15 weeks of gestation to 14 years old. Three different quantification methods showed that SMN protein levels in the brain, spinal cord, and muscles are normally high during weeks 14 to 26 of fetal development, and they then decline between weeks 27 to 40 and in a baby's first 3 months. This SMN time-sensitive dynamic was found in tissues from people with and without SMA. But SMN levels in patients were 5 to 6 times lower than in the controls. After the first 3 months of life, no significant differences in SMN levels were found between the two groups. Therefore, elevated SMN levels early in development suggest a particular need for SMN in the brain and spinal cord during gestational and neonatal stages of motor neuron development. These results support starting SMN-inducing therapies as soon as possible. This makes it possible for optimal outcomes in some patients if SMN is induced prior to birth. While SMN2 messenger RNA levels decreased in the last trimester, a significant decrease of SMN1 levels were only seen in samples from children. Given that SMA patients lack the SMN protein that's produced by SMN1, an earlier decrease of SMN2 further contributes to early reductions in SMN protein in SMA patients. The research team called its results highly important for optimizing SMA treatment. They also recommended future studies for improving the delivery and distribution of treatments like Spinraza. Future investigation will be needed to see if larger volumes of Spinraza would improve outcomes for older patients. Of note, a global phase 2 and 3 clinical trial called DEVOTE looks into higher Spinraza doses in up to 125 people with infantile or later onset SMA. It's set to open early next year, and the study stressed that wider use of newborn screening programs for SMA is crucial. As of March 2019, 18 states have begun to develop and implement screening programs. Overall, this data emphasizes the urgency of screening, plus the importance of mobilizing infrastructure to provide SMN induction treatment as soon as birth happens.